A number of shilas. Someone is selling his house. He wants to know if he can take off the mezuzah of the house he sells. Now it depends who you sell it to. If you sell it to a guy, certainly mechuy to take off mezuzah, because what they do is take off mezuzah, throw in the garbage, and move out the mezuzahs. If you sell it to a Jew, a frum yid, then it's a serious problem. There's a mechaber in Reish Tzadik Aleph in Yerodea that says you should not take off mezuzahs. You're allowed to sell it to him, but if he doesn't want to buy it, you have no choice. You're stuck in leaving their mezuzahs. If it's a frum yid that's buying the house, it depends. He's the type of person who buys the mezuzahs, and certainly he could take it off. If it's not, then you have to leave him there.
What if the guy doesn't
want to pay you? Now, the halacha is like this. There's a shayron paiskim. If mezuzahs... Now, the halacha is like this. Let's say I have a sink. I sell a house. Can I take out the sink? Of course you can't. Because why it comes a chelek of the house? The shayron is a mezuzah. Does it come a chelek of the house or not? There's some people hold no different than a sink, than a toilet seat, whatever it is. It's part of the house. There's no difference. There are other paiskim that hold that a mezuzah is not part of the house. Why? Because you check it twice in 7 years. A lot of people, some people check it every year. Every yellow they check the mezuzah. So it's not something that's kavu or mamish, so maybe it's okay. And I once heard from a Moshe, I don't know if he held the dina like that, but he seemed strongly held like that. He says he thinks that a mezuzah could be doesn't even go in the sale. Why? Because he paid so much mezuzah. When the Chazal was talking about it, your mezuzah costs, you know, $1, $2. Today, a mezuzah today, a nice mezuzah is over $100 today. So, Mela said to Dov Posh, a person doesn't want to go into the sale. So, if you don't, so I tell people to be Yaitse Choladeus, when you sell a house, write in the contract, the mezuzahs are not part of the sale.
That helps?
That helps, yeah. If you're right, you make it tonight. If I make it tonight, I want to take my sink. I can take my sink also. What's the difference?
A chandelier,
whatever it is.
You have to make it tonight.
Huh? Like any of the halachas tonight. Like the regular halachas tonight. This has to be. So you have to make it tonight. And you're right, it's tonight kafel. That it's not a clue in the sale.
So
Chutz, okay. Then in that case you don't. So Lemaisa is... that the best thing is to write in the contract that's not, it's not part of the sale, if you want to take along the mezuzah. So maybe once it's written in the contract, then for sure you cover your bases completely, then you don't run into shayla at all. That's why I tell people
leasing, when you rent from somebody, how can you get out of it?
When you're leasing, you put a mezuzah like renting. Leasing is like renting.
How do you get your mezuzah back
then? So when you get a mezuzah, it depends. If it's a Rav Yisrael, am I going to rent it? Then you have to leave the mezuzahs there.
Is there any way to make it manipulate
when you rent? No, you rent is no prayer. You can't make no tanaim there. It doesn't help. The only you can make it, but you can't make it with the. It's not partial. By renting is worse. Okay.
Can you downgrade if you bought mahudar mezuzahs?
Oh, good. Let's say I buy mezuzahs for $120. As long as I replace it, I want my mezuzahs. So I'm not looking to buy it to replace it with $120 mezuzahs. I can replace it with mezuzahs of a cost $40, $50. I don't know what's the cheapest of kosher mezuzahs. About $40, $50 probably. So that amount of money, I can replace them. That's okay. Now, when I write in the contract, I don't want mezuzahs to go for sale. Still got a price can that speak out. The best thing to do is have someone else take down. You should not take it down yourself. Since the Gemara in Bamsia says there's a klala that the Leinu Chas V'Shalom children die, so you get someone else to take it off. If let's say the guy's out, fellow's out of town, the guy's buying your house is out of town, and he can't take it to this, so let him point the shliach. If it doesn't have shliach, give him a name to take off the mezuzah.
Shliach.
Yeah.
Why is that like me doing it myself?
No.
The owner should make a shlich. The person who's buying it should make a shlich to take off the mezuzahs. For the new owner. He's not a shlich for the person who's selling the house. The person who's buying a shlich for the person who sells the house. Alright. Kiddush Levana. making Kiddush Havana, can you make it before Tzeisa Kachavim? A lot of shuls have minyanim that daven by mincha right before Shkia. We are not good ourselves. I wonder our minyanim. We have the three minyanim, so two minyanim now. So the yidavim is. So you daven mincha right before Shkia, and normally you daven right after Shkia. So a lot of times Kiddush Havana doesn't work out much. The Shabbos is too cloudy, or doesn't work out. So the question is, can you make Kiddush Havana ben Hashmoshes? The Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Siman Tov Chavav Sifkat Beis. He says it has to be after Tzeis HaKachavim. It cannot be ben Hashmoshes. What ben Hashmoshes? The Yom Tzadina ben Hashmoshes is much too early. The only one I saw be Mako is the Masham brings down a Gura Yehuda that holds he can make a Ben Hashmoshes also. But the Maisel Adina, we say, you should wait after Seichon. But you don't have to wait 72 minutes like a rain of time. If you wait 40 minutes after Shkia, it's okay. Then you have what to be Semichon. Someone called up with Shaila. They had a big pot that became treif. And how do they kasher it? So there are two ways to kasher it. A pot that's too big to fit into completely into another pot, there's two eitzes. One eitz is the pot itself, you fill up almost to the top, get the water, put on the flame and let the water boil, and then after a while the water sometimes will just cook around all over, the water boils up, will overflow on the sides. If it doesn't overflow, you can do is put in something in there, or even pour boiling hot water into it to let it overflow. That's one eitza. Another eitza is by when you table a keli, you can't table half a keli. Let's say you have to table, the whole thing has to be tabled at one time. When a person is tabling something, table a keli, the whole thing has to be tabled in, has to be tabled in the water. However, kashering, you don't have to kasher all one time. If it's a pot that's too big, I can kasher one side and then turn around and do the other side. Let's say the handle doesn't fit in, so we do have to do one side, and then take out the pot and do the other side. It doesn't have to be all completely at one time. So those are two ways to kasher a pot that doesn't fit completely into another pot. Another shaila. When someone is saying Kaddish for a parent, when do you stop saying Kaddish? If someone is saying Kaddish for a parent, normally you're 12 months is the yahrzeit. Normally you should say Kaddish for 12 months. Just by parent, it says that you should not say for 12 months because you're saying that you say I'll keep it out of the aim, you're saying your parents will end up in Gehenim. So it's out there cheretz, you don't do that. So maybe you say Kaddish for the minute to say Kaddish 11 months. Some say 11 months in a week, some say 11 months in 3 weeks. Medina, we like to do 11 months. You say Kaddish for parents. Now when you start saying Kaddish, you start saying Kaddish from when the time the person died, or you say Kaddish from time you start saying Shiva.
Your side?
I'm not saying your side. I'm saying say Kaddish. The 11 months of Kaddish, when do you say it? So when do you start when do you stop saying Kaddish? The 11 months. How do you figure it out? So Ladina, the sense of the Paiskim is you count 11 months from the time of the Kavua. Let's say a person was just on Vav, and the Kavua was Zion, then you stop saying Kaddish 11 months, on Vav by Mincha. You need 11 months Shleiman. So it's a start at Zion, then you finish Vav the month before, 11 months.
Let's say you do Kriya beforehand, very near to Shul, and you do Kriya.
The question is when you started your Shiva. That's it's not.
Your Monday and the your, Tuesday.
It doesn't make it. If you didn't go with the Aron,
right,
then your Shiva started now. So he started from now.
Right, two brothers
can be right. In fact, two brothers keep two different yard sites also. Because let's say if he went to Eretz Yisrael and it was 3 days later, then I think we spoke about last week, know how to count 3 days. So if someone goes to Eretz Yisrael and it's 3 days from Yom HaMisa, then he keeps the first yard site, he keeps the first year, he keeps from the Yom HaKfura. But someone who's here doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael, and the person's niftin and the kavuah and they say goodbye the following day, then the yahrzeit for the first year is the Yom HaMisa. So it could be two brothers or two sisters could keep two different yahrzeits the first year. That's only the first year. But all the following years, then it's always this, always the Yom Misa.
If a person is Nifter on Shabbos, yeah, the person starts saying Kaddish on Shabbos.
That's a different reason.
So does the Kaddish start?
No. Starts from the Kuva. Starts from the Kuva.
Alright. But if you said a Kaddish on Minhag, does that Minhag count?
What do you mean?
You start by.
Kuri, yeah, that's still one day ready. You mean start saying, let's say the Kuva was in there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Right. Then you have a Mincha, and you dive, and you dive to take Kaddish then. That's. So let's say it says Vav, huh?
That whole day counts?
That whole day counts, yes. All right.
When you start saying Kaddish, but
That's a good Kaila. Let's say I finish saying Kaddish 11 months, to 12 months Kaidam for Amanat. And Ramesha, it's quoted from Ramesha, that he held that you Kaddam for Amid on the 12th month. However, the minute most of Svarim say not like that. They say just like you stop saying Kaddish for a month, you stop dying for Amid. So certainly you can't push away another chiv. You want to be nice like a Moshe, but certainly you can't push away another chiv. If someone has a chiv, let's say he's within 11 months, then you can't push away the chiv.
Are you
in Yes, you're Avo for 12 months. You have all the Dina Avelas for all 12 months. Only Shadows, only negate Kaddish, and that's it. Nothing else.
Just like a parent could be Michael Kaddish, can they ask for the 12th month also?
Can they ask for 12 months?
Yeah, they said, I know myself, I need 12 months.
He
knows that he's not from Russia.
I'm saying, if the guy in the shul, everyone else.
Yeah.
Can they ask?
If he's Michael and he has to say, I don't know. Let's take a look.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're saying
oh, all right, that's what I'm getting to. Well, let's say he's saying for in-law, parent-in-law, the same halacha, because Kibbutz Avim is for parent-in-law also. Let's say there's only daughters. There's no one saying Kaddish. Then the someone says also 11 months because I'll keep it out of aim. However, if someone hired you to say Kaddish, or you're doing it, you have a neighbor that no one has no mishpacha, then you could say Kaddish all 12 months. Then it's now I'll keep it out of aim. Then you say Kaddish all 12 months.
He writes
in the paper
from me, he's writing it
to get
schus
to be
able to get into Gehenna. So you see,
it's
a schus
again. Some people can't even get in Gehenna. There's such a schus.
And therefore you should stay for 12 months.
Okay. Alright. I don't know if people are aware, there's a whole tumult going on in New York about Ritzuris and about the paint on tefillin. There's a whole
every few years.
No, this hasn't been for a long time. I haven't heard
it.
The Shaila is like this. The Shaila is, we don't even know exactly what the Shaila is, but let me tell you what. I can't tell you 100%. I can tell you what I hear. If it's 100% MS, I don't know. They claim that the paint, the black they put on the Mitzvahs is peels off. Why does it peel off? Because it's not really paint. It's really plastic mixed together with some paint. It gives a black color, but it's really plastic. That's what they claim. So if that's the case, then it's a serious shaila. So there are certain rabbanim that said that the tzuris are puzzle. The question is, if those are the facts, then it's taka puzzle. Now the way of it, so if the paint doesn't peel off, then you can assume that it's okay.
How
do
you know?
What? You try it. I tried it.
Where do you try?
At the end, at the tip, see if it peels off. That's what. But now there's another serious problem. They found out that it could be. Again, it could be. I'm just mentioning the shaila. It could be the ritzuris are recycled. You know, they don't use regular. Normally, you take from a kosher behema, check the behema, then you take the hide and you do it. What they started doing lately to save money on ritzuris is cheaper. They use iris from animals, and they recycle them. They make ritzuris out of them. It's a lot cheaper, huh? Right. Well, there is the question is, do you need the Ibn Lishma? The Gra is the only Ibn Lishma, but everyone argues on the Gra. And they hold that Ladina, that you have to be Ibn Lishma. So Shaila is, there's no Ibn Lishma. It's a question if there's Ibn Lishma or not Ibn Lishma. So Lamaisa Ladina, they're right now investigating it. It came out, the one who makes the tour has disappeared. The one who gives Ashkach on it also disappears. So that's why you can't get answers yet until they resurface or something happens. Huh?
China.
How do you know?
They're
not
consumers.
Oh, okay. They take old oils and so on and recycle them.
Were used for something else?
For something else, right. They recycle. Yeah.
So who can't get a hold of which one? You three different guys.
With
the one with
the paint, the recycle, whatever is in the pit. They just an Elgamon. That's what I was told. Huh? The Vaila, if it's not healing, then you have to take on to Chesed Kashis. Okay? It's not healing. The ones that are appealing, some people told me the Ritzuas are appealing. Yeah, the paint is coming off. So the paint is coming off. No, coming off. It just peels. It's peeling. Okay, good question. We only know this problem happened last 16 months. Negate the paint part. We know it's only a problem last 16 months. So if you have your tours more than 16 months ago, you have no problem. So only the last 16 months you got new tours. Or let's say, Bamitabacher, got new tours. That's when you have a problem. Negate, one second. Negate the recycle of the Ritzuas, that we don't know how long it is. It could be a year, 2 years, 10 years, we don't know. That's, I don't have
any
interest.
Any Ritzuas on the market today that are 100%?
There are some. Depends. I don't have the he checked into it, what's the name? Iron Wolf, or Iron Wolf checked into it. And the one from Landau from Bnei Brak is okay. There's two other ones that are okay. I don't remember the names. What? No, but there's also the ones from got the names already. I have it at home. I don't know. Any day. Huh? No, he had a problem. He thinks he has a problem. That's what he told me. Also has a problem. Also. Okay.
Are these the black and black?
Huh?
Are these only the black
and black? No, the black and black is probably better. Because there the paint goes through the whole thing, so it's real paint then. The ones are the only ones that, you know, the only black on the top. Okay.
Which is the right one?
Huh?
The
sheet is all from the Mishmur Weissites. The person should not have it going through the paint. It should only be on one side. I don't think that's chasita because it's bought for the thing itself. Because it's only a Rambam Shita. All the Rishonim argue on that. Mishibur holds that there should be dafka
one side.
That's it. What? Doesn't make a difference. Yad Shoresh doesn't make a difference. I don't know. Okay.
If you have black and black, if you have black and black, you can change it.
If you have black and black, you shouldn't. If you have it already, don't change it. Huh? He says he could say it's a prank and
he says no, not to use it.
To have black and black from both sides. He was against
it. Better
not to have it. Yeah.
If you have it, you should change it.
I don't think so. Once you have it,
you can't ask it.
So an interesting Shaila. He has family that's getting married. They're not religious, and it's a reform wedding. There's going to be a woman rabbi that's officiating. Never have a woman reform rabbi. A woman rabbi is going to officiate our wedding. One second. Can he go to the wedding or not? The question is, he might be kosher aid. First of all, one second, let me finish. Can he come and be, if they ask him to be an aid, he's kosher aid. Can he come and be an aid? Or does he have to walk out?
If he's going, it's absurd, no?
Huh?
He's going.
What? Depends. If certain relatives could be. Depends if you are a third cousin. If you're a Shani Bishlishi, depends what the case is. He can be Kashi. So Shaila is. If the what? So anyway, so the question is, If they asked it to be, it could be an aid. So I'll tell you a Maisa Shahaya. I had a number of years ago, over 30 years ago, I had the Shaila Bach in Yeshiva and told the Yeshiva came and asked me Shaila. His sister is getting married. It's going to be a conservative rabbi marrying them. But he has enough Ashpoh on his sister that he'll be, he'll have two kashas, and at least the Kedusha should be okay. So I said, listen, next time I go to Moshe, I'll ask him. So I went there to Moshe. So Moshe told me, should Dafka not have kosher Edom? Dafka not have. Because down the road, it could be, it'll be a problem, they'll get divorced, and it won't be, they won't want to give a get, and the woman will be married, be shy from Mamzeris. And she'll be a problem with Eishes Ish. So he told me, I should tell him, Dafka not this. So he didn't have kosher Edom. So therefore, a person goes to a reform marriage should not be part of. She should not be part of the bezdin. He should not be part of Edus. She has no chance whatsoever. Let me finish. Okay. Interesting with this case, I happened to meet. He came to Chicago. He actually went to Kev office. He's a Chicagoan. So I happened to meet him. How's I didn't see him for maybe 30 years. So I asked him, how's the marriage with your sister and Bella? Hey, don't ask. So what's going on? He says, they're fighting tooth and nail. They have children, they're fighting tooth and nail. So I said, try to get a get. He says, a get, forget about. So at least it won't be Shaila from Eishes. This is Maisa Shahaya. Okay? But anyway, so he should not be part of the Eidus. He should not be part of Eidus. Now there is a Shaila in Paiskim. There's a Chsam Seifa in Tshuvas. Chsam Seifa has a Tshuva and says that, let's say if the Eidus puzzle, but in the audience, there are two kosher Edom, that makes it good also. So according to that, it's a serious problem. So the question, do you hold that the Chassam safe or not? And now, let's say you have Pasul Edom, but in the audience, there are two kosher Edom.
Only if they heard it.
Once, yeah.
They don't hear.
Huh?
They don't hear.
What do you mean? You hear on the microphone.
That's enough. They don't hear.
So let me finish. Okay? Let me finish. So the question is, so the Tshuvah Chassam Seifa says the people in the audience are mistarif. The question is, hold like the Chassam Seifa or not? So in the Igles Maisha, there are four Tshuvahs. Two one way, and two the other way. So I had the Shiloh, the Gela Maisha. So this is about a half year after Maisha was Nifta. I called over Dovah Feinstein. I asked him, what should I do? I have a Shiloh Maisha. I have two Tshuvahs like this, two Tshuvahs like that. What should I do? He said, the last one is Mekel or Machma. That you decided with the light of Samsa, Kenega Samsaifa. So I told him, last one, says Kenega Samsaifa. And he holds that you're not mitzvah the people in the audience. So he says, that's the Psak Halachas. That's the last thing he wrote. That's Paschal Dina. So Mice, even though it's two Kosher Edom in the audience, still the din is, they don't need a get. If he doesn't want to give a get, it doesn't, certainly doesn't make the children into Mamzerim.
Yeah, it's
just
wrong. The rabbi
makes everybody
get a
kosher.
You have to what?
Yeah,
he says you don't do away with kedushin written. I had it with me also, and he said you have to do a kosher.
Oh, that's something else. That's a different shmuz completely. Here, let's say if someone has a member of a shul, he's not religious. Do you make sure? So you're a Christ, you see, you made it properly. So you know they're not from. They might not get a get. So the shayla is probably machshem amzeim. Can you be misal to such a person? So I'll tell you an interesting story. In the Jewish Observer, there was once a letter to the editor from Abdullah Kong, from Gur Yavis, from Flatbush. He wrote a letter to the editor telling that all rabbanim should not be misal to kedushin. People aren't sharing mitzvah mitzvahs. Why? Because you run the problem amzeim. As she says, amzeim. He wrote a letter. So next month, someone wrote a letter into the Jewish Observer. So what do you mean? I'm a Rav Kehillah, and most of my Kehillah are all Chal Shabbos. It's not come out not one Shem Shabbos. So he told me I can't marry off all these people. So that's what it's like. Atkan. So it's no stinger. I heard once from Moshe many years ago, and it's very pinted. Nigus Moshe's first Chal Kemenezer. He says like this. It depends. If he's a member of your Kehillah, he's a member of your Kehillah, you have an achrayus to see the members of the Kehillah are married properly. What happens at the end, they don't get a get, that's not your achrayus. You have an achrayas as they're about batim and yours. You have a chayas. You have a chayas to marry properly. But let's say someone comes and knocking at a door. You know, the president's cousin has no shaykhs to you and so on. He says, Rabbi, marry me. So then you shouldn't do it. Let him go to a former conservative. Because that's not your achrayas. If the memzik here, you have an achrayas to see them married properly. But someone comes knocking on my door and says, I want you to marry me, and they're not religious, let them go to a former conservative. Say, you can't do it. You only do your memzik here. Because why could you save a shaykh from memzik? So, man, that's what you're saying from Rabbi is correct. That's if someone's a member of your kehillah, that's you have an achrayas to see that the proper kedusha properly. But let me finish. But let us, someone who comes knocking on your door, you have no shaykhs to whatsoever, then, faket, by being inside kedusha, you're making worse for Klai Yisrael, because if they don't get a get, be shaykhs from Mamzeris.
This case was one of those cousin presidents.
Huh?
It wasn't someone
from Yisrael. It was an Yisrael.
Yeah.
Could be an Yisrael, maybe, because they watch chuppah kedusha, they don't let you get remarried. Unless you get a get. So in America they have control. In America we have no control. Could be that, so that's different. But in America Zich is no control. You know, most of the getting done by in the country, how do most of the getting done by fire? How most of the getting done? They come to the rabbi, please marry me. We married before. So most of the getting come because the rabbi sends them to get a get, because they're getting married a second time. If they don't know, most of them don't even know exists, you're supposed to even get a Jewish Orthodox get. They don't even know that. They only know it because they go to the rabbi to remarry them. So he says, listen, I can't marry you until you first have a get. So I suspect at least 80 to 90% of all gittin, of non-frum gittin today, that's how the gittin are done. I get gittin like that. It's done only, that's how gittin are done. Normally, a five person doesn't even come and think about a get. Just when they think of remarriage, then they go to a rabbi to marry him. The rabbi says, listen, I can't remarry you until you get a get. I once had a case that the person who's married is getting married for a fourth time. I just be getting on him. Huh? It's just each one was found by itself. Huh? That's Levi Shaila. Can you be sad? It's a different shayla. Can you sad a kedushin to a person who won't go to the mitzvah? Can you sad a kedushin? You know, it's a baby kehila, but they don't want to go. They refuse to go to the mitzvah. That's a shayla on paiskim. The true one chafas yankiv, and I think Mitzvah Chitzvah also says, you're not a timis sad kedushin, if me even sit a mitzvah. Other paiskim disagree. Because you're not with me, you're a mamish, you're marrying them off. What they do later is not your racing. So the shayla to my chaykh is a paiskim, I love to massage conditions going. Most of the time, they'll go. Even if we have people who even get reformed in conserve marriages, they want to use the mikveh. They think it's a spiritual thing, so they go to the mikveh. Huh? At least you take off the deraisa. A lot of times they get. What we do here in Chicago, we have it set up in such a way. A woman wants to use a mikveh. A kallah wants to use it, and you're not from. We send them to one of the kallah teachers. They teach them the basics, you know, what at least they should keep for the first time. Where is the Kenyan that they didn't marry anyone? What do you mean, Kenyan? They just have to watch it. They see them, Kedushin.
They see it, but when they hand over the
Kassim. You can see it today, you see everything.
No, but where's the Star is the
Kenyan? Huh? Yeah, but the idea below here, you see up there. And everyone says Mazel Tov. Even if you don't see the mice itself, it could be it's a kedushin. Could be the kedushin is chal. Not poshut. Yeah. I'm just telling you about some say for you. We don't pass it anyway, so don't argue with me. Okay. Huh? What?
He doesn't
work that way. Take a look at the tshuva. I'll tell you the tshuva, okay?
Fakir,
they're doing fakir. And Moshe Tainis, when you have your former conservative, it makes it even better, because al das what the rabbi does, which is clear. Moshe Tainis, fakir. He says fakir. He says a civil marriage could be better than a former conservative. If it's civil, it's nisha in nisha her. Someone does al das conservative form, it's a fakir. It's like a Kavanah sapeches. It's the kavanah is not to do with doapi api teira.
It's like doing a mitzvah with kavanah not to do.
Right. Yeah. That's what he writes in the shuvah. Number shuvahs he does that.
What happens is they do it as tradition.
Interesting shaila. So on. We're changing topic now. So on is moving into a new office. The shaila is, when he puts up, he has to be, he certainly put up mezuzahs. Do you make a bracha or not? So I say, half jokingly, it says depends. Normally, with on a chanus, a store, or an office, you don't make, because you're not there day and night. Actually, something you do day and night. A house, you live day and night. You sleep at night, you're there during the day. But the office, you're there only daytime. But I said, however, there is a that kedoshin that says that if you're there all day and run for the night, then you have a chiv mezuzah. I say, if you're a workaholic, you type it there right at night, then you can put mezuzah with a bracha.
Okay.
A nursing home, really, you should put mezuzah in the whole nursing home. You own it. You should put it in the whole nursing home. Just why you don't do it, I don't know. Some nursing homes have mezuzah all over. Really, should have. If you own the building and it's yours, then it should be out. It's like a base answer. You're not going to make a business from it. I hate to say it that way. All the rooms should. I don't know if any had to why you don't have in all the rooms.
Okay? You lease it.
Lease it, you own it.
You don't own the
Shtar Mechira. Huh? The Shtar Mechira is from also. The Shtar Mechira is for Shabbos. That's what it's for. All you.
Anything Jewish.
Huh? Lease it. If you lease it, do you own it? Do you have a buy them? You fix things? Can you do? Are you do renovations there? No, they've been renting. These things like renting, no? So you rent something, you also have a chiv mezuzah. All right. Someone called up. He had.
Why is it different than a hotel?
It's the Jewish hotel has mezuzahs everywhere. You go into in Concord, and it's all the mezuzahs in every room. Yeah, all over. They have. Concord, Eretz Yisrael has.
Midwest.
I don't know. It's the owner. All I see is the Chasm Hall. I don't know if they even have mezuzahs there in the Chasm Hall. But I don't know. Okay. Huh? What's wrong with Tzib? Tzib also a Chiv Mezuzah. Shul Tzomne, but Tzikness is different halacha. It's going to something else. That's a Mechaba. It's not something else.
Right.
Huh? Well, huh? First of all, depends the type of nursing home. If it's a retirement home, then it should be not there. You can't pack everything. All right. Someone called up. He has someone that owes him money. He owes him money, and how much can he bother him to pay him back? How much can he bother him? So it didn't like this. The Torah HaKadosh says, let's see like Kenosha. You're not allowed to, if you know he doesn't have the money, there's Issa, the Raisa, of bothering him. Of if you know he doesn't have. However, Mechaschinech, and all the other places speak out, it's only if you know Vada he doesn't have money. But if it's a Suffolk, if it's Suffolk, he might have the money, then you're not over Issa Daraisa. Now, what about a Gemach? So you have people have three siders, but you have three guarantors. Is the Issa on the guarantor to the Kenosha? So there, normally, most Gemachs, when they have guarantors, they have people who have money, because you're not going to have a guarantee someone can't pay. So by then, there's no Issa to the Kenosha. So if the person himself doesn't pay up, they're allowed to go to Chatzkila after all the people who guarantees, because there's no issue to the Kenosha, because he signed on it, and plus you usually get guarantees who have the money that they and they'll pay up. So there's no issue of like Kenosha.
Is that only on a war, or for that buy something
because
he doesn't have much to pay?
That's
not
a war. It's not a war. No, it's only about war. Someone has a store. Let's say you own a store. You're a travel agency. The guy owes you money, doesn't want to put in his credit card, he says, I'll pay you. And he goes, yeah, there's no seal of Kenosha.
Yeah,
go after.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Huh? Then you have money then.
So when the guarantor, are they even allowed to go after the guy?
Huh?
The guarantor.
No, they also have to, because they owe money. The guarantors go after the guy who...
Do they have that allowed? No, they have it. So they're because not allowed to go after the guy.
If they know for sure it has the money, they're not allowed to.
How do you know for sure? You see the guy's living a life. Right. He has, for whatever he needs, he has. But what does that mean he doesn't have? How do you know he doesn't
have? Then he has. If he has everything he needs, then he has. All right. If he has money, that's I can't answer that question. I can say if he has money. If you see he has money, you see he's going to see Mashas. You see he's going to the Caribbean and so on. Then he has money. Well, why are you, let's not play games. He has money. Yeah, yeah.
He won the ticket to go to Caribbean. He
could have cashed the ticket in.
Saj today, Maj today is Shabbat Kesef today.
How to get the miles? She's spending money.
Well, maybe he had it from before. And maybe. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Right. This past Shabbos, I spoke about this Lysilbush. So I was asked, maybe I should mention these Allah upon Allah, as I should mention here. But I'm going to say one extra thing I didn't say, but someone asked me afterwards. So, one other. The Tanya Gesha says this past week's Pashas, Kisaytay, that it's Atta, Midaraisa, that a man can wear a woman's baget, and vice versa, a woman can wear a man's baget. And even if it's one baget, it's not, there's no Hatta. You know, it's Atta, Midaraisa. There is a Machoikis Apaiskim. If let's say if it's something that's not near an ayam, like sometimes a woman has a blouse, and it could be sometimes a little bit seeing through, so they want to wear an undershirt under it so that should not be seeing through. So the shayla is the issa on a bag that's not near an ayam, the issa of loisubah shenat. It's a machlekes apayskim. The apayskim that hold that is issa loisubah. So Moshe held that something that's not near an ayam, it's undergarment, there's no issa of loisubah. However, let's say to wear a man's pajama, even though you only sleep with the pajama, that's an out of beget. It's an out of beget, then there'll be issa of Lysubash for a woman to wear. Lami, I'm giving all cases, then you can ask questions.
I'm going to say. One beget, what
does that mean? Even one says, just to wear one beget of a woman, one beget of a man from the opposite sex, so that's the right. So definitely all the clothing has to be a man wearing all everything from a woman. Even if it's one beggar, a woman's enough. Wear a blouse, a woman, even though he wears pants under it, then it'd be a silly surbush.
Another way around, a woman's
wearing a man's. Huh? Either way. Even one beggar. Let me finish the halachas. I'll say the halachas, if I don't mention it, then you can ask, okay?
Yeah.
Alright. What about something that's unisex? What's unisex? That it's, you can buy it for men and for women. For instance, I get girls call me in high school. They can get a sweater. If they buy in the women's section, it costs $20. If they buy in the men's section, it's $10. Exact same thing, exact same color, exact same company, and so on. But they take advantage. In the women's section, it's more expensive than the men's section. Can I go to the men's section and buy it? So I tell them, that's okay. As long as there's no nicker, it's not nicker, it's something that's unisex. It's a nicker if it's a man or a woman, then it's okay. However, sometimes a men's shirt is a lot cheaper than a woman's shirt. It could be sometimes double the price. But there it's nicky ready because the buttons of a man's shirt is different than a woman's shirt. One goes one way, one goes the other way. So it's nicker. So if it's nicker, then there's the issa of Lysubish. Let's say if it's cold, you're walking with your wife in the street and all of a sudden starts turning cold or starts pouring rain. And she's afraid her shape will get wet or clothing will get all wet. So you want to give her your jacket or your coat. Can you give it to her? To wear? So it's a machoikis apaiskim. The shach holds that the issa of that if he's doing it for shame, other reasons, mashal shame, tina, it's cold, or because it's very machmas kshamim, then the din is, you're allowed to give it, there's no issa loisubash. However, Chacham Sadam argues on the shach, and he holds that's us at the right, so you're not allowed to. It's a Bekinish, what's living in Machatzinat? And he brings out Mishainim that hold not like the Shach. Lamaisa Ladina, Rav Paiskim Armekel. Let's say it's raining outside. I'm giving all types of cases. And you have questions, ask them. What happens? It's raining outside, and you only have a woman's umbrella, or vice versa. A woman's going outside, or she has a men's umbrella. Can she go outside? A woman? Can a man go outside with a woman's umbrella outside? Are you allowed to or not? The thing is, the consensus of the price game, it's muta. Why it's not? You're not wearing it. This has to be a malbush. Even though the chayin, this is miyuchet, you can tell the difference between a man's umbrella and a woman's umbrella. You can tell easy on the color, whatever it is, it's easy to tell which is a woman's umbrella. So the thing is, since it's not considered a malbush, then it's okay. Huh? Okay, same thing. It's okay. It's not a malbush. All right. Let's say they're making a play. A school puts on a play. Yitzchak High School had a sex. They put on every year. They put on a play. So, and the shayla comes up always. Can they wear man's clothing? They want someone to go to man's clothing. The din is a tasa. However, they're atheists. If it's tasa, not mamash David to man. I tell them, if you want to wear pants, don't wear regular pants. Make baggy pants. Make baggy pants. If it's not, men don't wear baggy pants. So something like that, it's, you can see it's a pants, but it's not a, it's not something that man wears. Then the din is, then there's no issa of like silbish. Even on, let me finish. Even on Purim, even on Purim, there's no heter for someone to dress up on Purim, a man to put on a woman's shetel, or that. Even though the Ramah brings down in Hilchos Purim one day like that, but the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Paiskim argue, and they say that it's also even one baggage. You're not allowed to, even on Purim.
Can a woman wear a Hasidic
shirt? Huh?
Can a woman wear a Hasidic shirt?
What's a Hasidic shirt?
About the same way women.
Can a woman wear a Hasidic shirt?
Yeah.
Is she a Hasidic family?
No.
Yeah. No.
But the same,
I don't think so.
Really
another halacha, pon halacha. Another pon halacha. The din is that a cotton shegir chinuch, just like an adult can wear big as this is suvash, the cotton shegir chinuch also is like suvash. What about I take a 2-year-old boy and I want to dress him up and put on a shetel? Put him on a shetel. The child himself not. So the place can speak out that this is on a white malbishai. If an adult dresses him, then it's this on person, even though the child himself is not even this, so he's a 2-year-old. But if you dress a boy like a girl like a boy, then the din is that this issa of on the one. This is on the one who's malbishim. Now, don't ask me. I'm sure someone's going to ask me. I'm going to be preempted. When do I give a girl to wear blue, some blue, or give a boy some red? I don't think there's issa silvishim that. I don't think so. Someone might disagree, but I don't think this is silvish. Huh? The different colors of men and women? I doubt it.
They all wear crazy colors. Yeah. Side men, side
yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The velvet is made for women.
Huh?
The velvet is made for women.
I'm just telling you what the Amor says, what the Shekhanah says, that's it. What can I do? Another. Huh? And if you're going, shoes also, yes. It doesn't make a difference.
You have to start wearing your high heels.
A woman
can't buy men's sneakers for comfort?
Huh? Is such a thing as men's
women's
sneakers?
Yeah, sure.
I don't think so.
Huh?
If the rabbi only knows about famous
footwear,
it's all the same.
Huh?
Go to the fancy stores.
Yeah? All right, they got a problem. Another halacha I mentioned Shabbos. Well, let me take mention this and I'll take questions. Another halacha I mentioned Shabbos. The thing is, the Mechabit says in Kuf Pei Bei Sifav, it's also to Malakit Salam and Ben Shchayas. If someone has a white hair, he wants to pull out white, he has a black beard, and white hair doesn't want to go. So pull out one hair. So the Shire and Paiskim, let's say a person has a lot of white hair, but he wants to pull out one white hair between the black. He does it to the Shem Nai, then the Paiskim speak out. It is asa daraisa, you're not allowed to. Even if you have many white hairs, just part one, you're not allowed to. Also, are you allowed to dye your beard? Let's say someone has, as it starts getting whitish, he wants to look young still. To dye your beard, also, the halacha is, he wants to be black, you're not allowed to. Even if you put a temporary color. Let's say sometimes there's certain dyes you put on your beard. Sometimes it can last, you know, for years. Sometimes it can just be for a few days. The din is even temporary. There's an issa the raisa la silbash. Let me finish. What is the same thing? What about the toupee? Someone has white hair. Someone has white hair. So he puts on top of it a toupee to block the white hair. So he should look young. L'shem noy, he should look l'shem noy. Then the din is that it's it's also. Why? Also like silbush. So someone came afterwards and asked me in shul, what happens if the guy's bald? What happens if he's bald? Can he wear then a black toupee? So I said, I looked around and I couldn't find one to discuss, but I did find last night. I looked again last night and I found it says it's okay. It's only when someone has black hair, then what it calls, then he can put then he can put on a, if he has white hair, then he can put on a toupee. But he has no hair, so sometimes there's a mind of being bald, okay? So you can, then you can put on a black toupee.
What about
the chatzitza? You can't put on a toupee. It's the only time you can, if you mamish, if you had implants, if it's not implants, then there's an emissa chatzitza for tefillin. However, let me finish. However, there are certain cases mutter to dye your hair. One is the tzarech panasa. Tzarech panasa. Let's say, for instance, he looks old. He's looking for a job, and they want a younger looking person. Is he allowed to dye his hair? So the din is if it's tzarech panasa, it's a shayla. It's a machlokes apaiskim. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. And this Chuvah Mishmarcha from Moshe Marcha Epstein, they hold since it's not done with Shem Noi, it's done for different reasons, then you're allowed to die the Torah. As long as there's no Issa Aynah. What's Issa Aynah? Because let's say they're looking for a guy who's 30 years old. And then he makes himself look 30 years old, but he's really 50 years old. Then it's Issa Aynah, then you're not allowed to. In order to make yourself just to look youngish looking, since you want to hire you, it's okay. But if they're looking someone with a certain age and so on, and you're not, and you're just sort of faking off your age, so you should make a good impression, then the shayla from Aino. Same thing with Shidduchim. Sometimes you have Bochim, they shave, sometimes they have grayish hair, or sometimes they even have a beard, they have some gray hair there. So then they want to find a Shidduch, they start having gray hair, it's a chatting to Shidduch sometimes. They're my old guy. So then also for Shidduchim, since you're not doing Shem Noi, doing Shem Shidduchim, it's okay. Sometimes, believe it or not, I get challenged, I'll show them bias. In other words, can a person dye his hair? The wife doesn't like it, she wants to walk in the street with a younger looking husband. Can you dye a bit also? So Moshe held that also, Bishum Shalom Bais, also, you could be Michael. Well, it's time. Let's say the other way around. Someone wants to look older. He has black hair, now he wants to look older. Why do we want a person to look older? They want to hire him to be a manager in a company. All the other people older than him. If he looks young, the people won't listen to him. But if he dyes his beard white, then they'll listen to him. You know, he's older than me, he's more smarter, whatever it is. We have a right to the guy, any of you are learning Daf Yomi. You have a larger than Isaiah. But there was a finesse and so on. But you see such a thing, that the union of being a white beard, so people are more, they're more ties to you, they're more respect for you. So to all the way around, to dye it, if a job, so they look older, so they should listen to you, then there's no, because this is a shame night. This is not a shame night. So maybe someone's black here, wants to make a white here, that's okay. That's okay to die.
What about doing things that are essentially effeminate, like pedicures and manicures?
What do you mean, cut your nails?
No, where man would go in and they would actually, you know, go
paint the nails and so on. They put on nail polish. They're men to put on nail polish. I don't know. It seems to me I'm a double Morris mind, but I can't tell you that.
Is the
Rav
going to look it up?
Huh? You want me to look it up?
Yeah.
Okay, bring me other.
Yes. If somebody wears a toupee, does he need to wear a yarmulke?
Does he need what?
If somebody wears a toupee.
Yes, he should wear yarmulke on Tzmar Sain, because people.
But can you make a bracha with it?
Huh? You can make a bracha, yes. With toupee, you can make a bracha. So there's a cover. There's only Shadow Tzmar Sain, that's all. So some people have problems in Panasa. Let me finish. Marshal, to wear a yarmulke, in certain businesses you can't wear a yarmulke. So a lot of times you can wear a cap. Or sometimes in certain businesses you can't. A lawyer can't wear a cap. It just doesn't look good. So then if you want to wear a toupee, the best thing is to wear a toupee to avoid all problems. Huh? There's some people home.
It's called toupee. It's made shorter, but it's still a
shape. Yeah. What? What do you mean? Okay. Any questions on what I said? Yes. It's not like subush.
I mean, it's a shame.
There is a tshuva. I think Rav Moshe Marka says like subush, but many people argue on it.
Also, you said
the
lotion is white hair.
Huh?
Cut it, is a difference?
No difference. You're plucking or cutting it. No difference. Yes.
For camp play, can a man put on a
shekel,
or is that still usher? Usher. Even if everybody knows that it's just
an usher. Doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to. Even everyone sees, they know who he is, they know what he is, and so on. It doesn't make a difference. Huh? Clowns? Is it a shape or not a shape though?
It's a crown
shape. It looks fake.
It's not a shape though, then it's no problem. That's all.
So what would be your apron?
Oh, what would wear
a map?
A map. A map would be very good. If it's a woman, shape or sasa.
If
it looks bad, if it looks bad, then it's okay.
What if it bothers them?
It also can be made. Yeah. Yes.
As far as a sweater example you gave, did the label itself indicate the women's size or men's size, but on the outside of the exact same sweater that you mentioned?
There's no problem. That's okay.
And what about your children? You just got your children, little kids, from dressing the 2-year-old? Like a girl?
You shouldn't. It says this is on the Mabish. You're not a Mabish child.
They also have to be stopped.
What I mean, if the one who's dressing, if me or this, that's nothing. That's nothing.
You don't have to stop.
You don't have to stop. No.
It's only six. Six
yeah.
Years old?
Yeah.
Carrying a weapon?
I didn't want to go into it. Can a woman play a weapon? Huh? Can a woman carry a gun? It says in the Gemara on Shabbos, "This is for Subash." The mice are for protection. We'll make it. Why? It's a whole shmuz by itself. Huh? Women's guns also. What, they shoot the wrong way? All right.
Allowed to trim their eyebrows.
Huh? What?
Just allowed to trim their eyebrows.
If it looks very bad. Okay? Yes.
What's
the
barometer?
What's
bad?
If it disturbs them, if it bothers you. Yeah. Yes.
I know that my children are problematic because I bought Rasuas, so that means until I get new ones, I should borrow some of
those. If you know it's a problem, then you should make a bracha, someone else is filling. You know it's a problem. Huh? If you're not making a bracha, if you know for sure. I just got a message here that Rabbi Wolf says he doesn't want anyone calling him. He's getting a new batch of tzuris by the end of the week. He has to announce this. Okay, so I announce it. Okay. Alright. Huh? Everybody asked me already. Let's first find out the problem. What are then? Pashas, yes. If it's vade no good, that the huh?
Well, eventually,
the one who you paid.
Originally, you were told.
If it can't, that's his problem. It's not your problem. You go to the store. You go to Best Buy, buy something. Something wrong with it. You get the money back from Best Buy. Best Buy goes back to the original company. So it's no different than anything else. It's a matter of choice. Someone called up Erev Shabbos. He bought a house, and the guy told him, if I have to deduct point on your house. If I do it this weekend, no, yesterday on Shabbos, I'll charge you a third of the price. He told me. Well, if you wait till Tuesday, till after Labor Day, I'm going to charge you a regular price. So Shabbos, can I have on Shabbos tuck point? He says, but it has some rumor. I told him it's us, you're not allowed to. I said, yeah, first I asked him, where's the house? He says, in West Rogers Park. I said, it's in the Jewish Shchuna, and the people know you bought the house? Yes. So then the Shabbos from our sign, then I told him that he should be machma, and not to, I'll cover Shabbos, he's not going to lose money at the end of the day. Huh? Yeah, you want to hear something? Yeah.
Something new.
What?
Something new.
You want to hear something new?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
If someone, like last night, my wife said, Baruch HaMal, I'm in Kaddish Lepal.
Yeah.
She forgot the bench.
Yeah.
Say Ritz Say when she,
it's and the Reish Sam Gimel is a machlokes Shulchan Aruch Rav and Paiskim Mor Avram. And we hold the dina she could still say Ritz Say. But if you daven Ma'ariv, if you daven Ma'ariv and then remind yourself you didn't bench yet, then you don't say Ritz Say anymore. But if you just say Baruch HaMal and Karl, then it's a machlokes Mor Avram Shulchan Aruch Rav. Mor Avram holds he says still he say Ritz Say passing Mor Avram.
What's the difference?
Today he said after Chanan Tzadni, he said it's a whole.
Isn't that the same thing as Baruch HaMal?
No. Davin Ma'ariv is worse.
If you daven Ma'ariv, why do you have to bench? You're not allowed to bench altogether.
Why not? Why? You've got to be. If you had Charles Shudis. And you daven Ma'ariv, you got to bench. So you have to bench afterwards. Charles, do you say it or not? So we hold the dinah that you, if you daven today Ma'ariv, you don't say it. But you just say Baruch HaMal, call to Machok Zapaiskim, and Meshwur, and the most Paiskim seem to hold you say. You still say but say in benching. Any other questions?
Okay.
Yeah.
Burial? So you have to be buried by a frum, by in a frum section of the cemetery or not?
Who?
Where is it? Non frum relative.
The non frum. The halacha is like this. It's very simple. The shayla is like this. You have a non frum relative that died. Are you allowed to bury him in a shemesh shabbos section? The din is you're not allowed to. It's halacha moshe Sinai. It's a very serious error. You're not allowed to bury a friar together with a frumiyit. So halacha moshe Sinai, it's a gemara in Sanhedrin, brought down Shulchan Aruch, we pass a din like that. So someone who's not frum cannot be buried in a shemesh shabbos part of a cemetery. Huh? What?
Maybe the shul before he died.
As long as you don't know for sure.
What
is halacha moshe Sinai? It's halacha moshe Sinai. It's halacha moshe Sinai. Moshe, just like it says, Moshe writes is a number of tshuvas. He writes in number two, he says, just like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you don't bury the scholar next to the Nisrafim, you don't bury because you're not buried next to another. So I didn't, and on Shemesh Shabbos, can I buy Shemesh Shabbos? There's also a Lacham and Shesina, you're not allowed to bury him in a Frum cemetery. Huh? Don't ask him to teach you or not. Doesn't make a difference.
Non Frum relative.
Yes.
Do you have a field like to try to make
sure
he has a
Tara? Do you make sure he has a Tara?
If you have some.
It's a nice thing to have. It's not enough to make you so much sugar about. It's a nice thing to have, but you're not machuif to. You're not machuif to make machloikis on it. Do you make cremation? One second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does he get buried in a?
It's about tshuva. The tshuva.
Even
though his whole life is a. That's, why not? Because Vidur. If he knows what he's saying, He had his chus. He did tshuva. Last minute. Shiv yamecha kaim misascha. That's what it is. It's a kind of chazal.
Yeah, but as a rabbi does that with all of
them. Yeah, but most of them just lip service. You know what I mean? He rarely means it. Rarely means it.
Alright. Cremation.
Huh? Cremation. Cremation, you have to try to stop cremation. If someone dies and he leaves in a tzavah, he wants to be cremated, there's no mitzvah kind of a base. You can you could try to fight it. But sometimes you don't have a say. Sometimes your executor, you could say it. But a lot of times, you're just a member of the family, but the son is executor is not from. It's not kedai to make machlokes because they're not going to listen to you anyway. But if you could stop a cremation, it's a mitzvah rabbi, because cremation is like kaifu tchis hamesim, nobody tchis hamesim. So the person that wasn't from, he didn't know the difference. But if there's a way he could prevent it, you should prevent it. But you're not mechayev to make a fight on it, because most time, if you're not the executor, then most of the time, even if you go to court, you're going to lose. Because they follow what it says in this process, savor, what the executor says. So it's not kedai. I get this called a number of times a year. Not kedai to make machlokes on it, because you're not going to get it anyway. All you do is just rip apart the family, and you don't get it anywhere, so it's not kedai. You have to choose your battles. Huh?
He made the guy, he couldn't stop.
Yeah?
He goes to the Levite.
Yeah, that's okay. That's nice to you. Alright, this is the tomorrow there's a shir, special shir tomorrow is Labor Day. It'll be 9:15 a shir. We're talking about inviting on Shabbos the Yom Tov people on Machal Shabbos that have to drive on Shabbos. We'll be talking about that. It's an important shir. And everyone's invited to that.
When you said this.
Now, this is also, this is the last Sunday shir. The next shir is till after Sukkot.